Now, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A large system of storms is threatening tornadoes, hail, and heavy rains from Texas into Michigan. Tornadoes have already hit Texas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
This threat continues to spread east and will cover portions of the Mississippi River Valley from the Gulf Coast all the way on up towards the Great Lakes and near the Chicago area. Approximately another 140,000 square miles covered, and over 12 million people have the possibility of dealing with dangerous weather through the overnight and into Saturday morning.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators are not budging as the protests spread from coast to coast. CBS's Michael George has more on the school where it all started.
As talks between school administrators and pro-Palestinian protesters on Columbia's campus continue, pro-Israeli demonstrators, mostly non-students, made their voices heard outside.
Nobody's talking about the hostages.
This Columbia grad student who took part in the rally worries those in the encampments are forgetting about the hostages still being held by Hamas.
If you actually want peace to be achieved as we do, and if you want a ceasefire, the hostages need to be released.
The students have been calling on the school to divest financially from companies that do business with Israel.
Donald Trump's defense team in his Manhattan criminal trial looked to undermine the testimony of the prosecution's first witness, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Trump is accused of falsifying business documents to hide so-called hush money payments ahead of the 2016 presidential election. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
It was interesting to hear that David Pecker entered into catch and kill stories for the benefit of a number of other celebrities, such as Tiger Woods and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Rahm Emanuel, and none of them ever ran for president. The point is that catch and kill is apparently a routine practice of the tabloid trade. The question is whether the jury will see the catch and kill for the benefit of Donald Trump as ultimately a crime.
Trump's longtime executive assistant, Rona Graff, also testified today. The Biden administration is putting off implementation of a ban on menthol-flavored cigarettes proposed by the FDA. Health organizations favor a ban, but the ACLU warns it would, quote, disproportionately impact people of color and prioritize criminalization over health. But Lisa LaCasse with the American Cancer Society says state-level bans are working.
The enforcement is not on the user, it's on the seller. And that is a critical component of the laws that we pass at localities and the laws that have been passed in both California and Massachusetts, specifically to address this issue that is of, a true concern.
This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin next week, which suits Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler just fine.
The more they find out what Donald Trump is promising to do to Americans if he wins again, the more voters move towards Democrats.
Republican Chair Brian Schimming says President Biden visits Wisconsin so often because he's in trouble here.
It's not because they're confident in Wisconsin. It's because they know they're in trouble in Wisconsin. There's no doubt about that.
Two spoke at a WISC Politics luncheon Thursday. Four Wisconsin technical colleges will use $75,000 to train young firefighters. The Youth Volunteer Firefighter Training Program aims to boost recruits for rural volunteer fire departments. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the Bucks and the Pacers as their playoff series tips off tonight in Indianapolis. Damian Lillard.
First, you got to understand every game is going to be a tough game. You know, anytime you go on another team's home floor, you got to know that they're going to be more comfortable. They're going to be more confident. They're a team that already plays fast. They're going to play a little bit faster at home. And I think that's when we got to lean on our experience.
The series stands one game apiece. Baseball. Brewers and the Yankees at AmFam Field tonight. Football, round rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft. Coming up, the Packers using their first pick on Arizona offensive tackle Jordan Morgan.
Feels so great. I mean, I've been watching David Bakhtiari, following him and studying his play. So, I mean, it feels like such an honor to be able to go to Green Bay and play.
Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
To me, it was just, you know, I think we needed to add some things to that group. And and Jordan just fit us.
That's Brian Gutekunst with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Few showers and storms tonight and breezy. Temps steady to slowly rising through the 50s. Some rain around tomorrow morning, then mostly cloudy for the afternoon and a high in the mid-70s, a little breezy. More rain possible tomorrow night and cooler with showers Sunday. Right now it's 48.
Pat Kreitlow. Monday morning, we'll talk live with former and maybe future Congressman Peter Barca about his decision to run this fall in Southeast Wisconsin's 1st District.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumu'ah Mubarak. It is the end of the week. It's the beginning of the weekend. Excuse me, a lot going on in the news today. Is the Supreme Court in on the coup and trying to end American democracy? By the way, it's Anything Goes Friday. It's you and me all 3 hours. Also, are Jack Smith's odds for holding Trump accountable to we the people sinking? Climate change is dictating that we need a new category six for hurricanes just in time for the most active season on record. Michael Mann has some interesting thoughts on that I'll share with you. All that in the first hour of the program. In the second hour of our program, not only do right-wingers have a plan to turn the Fed over to Trump, but wait, there's more. And crazy alert, who else is disgusted that Trump's VP favorite is boasting that she shot her puppy instead of training it or finding another home? Does that show she's a tough decision maker or a heartless psychopath? We'll get into that in the second hour. Also in the third hour, without drama or fanfare, Biden advances policies that matter. Seriously. And a geeky science. Apparently each and every one of us needs bright lights. I'll tell you why in the third hour of the program. But to start out, my op-ed today at HartmanReport.com is titled, Is SCOTUS In on the Coup and Trying to End American Democracy? You know, of the six Republicans on the court, at least four of them yesterday made it very clear that they were going to do everything they possibly could to extend to Donald Trump all the delays that they could. They're trying to help him become president again. Now, we know that Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito are both in their 70s, and the word from court watchers is that they would both like to retire, but they don't want to retire under a Democratic president. They don't want to be replaced by a Democratic nominee. Republicans have controlled the Supreme Court basically ever since the 70s, the early 70s. Nixon, you know, set this up. And, you know, they want to continue to control the court, an entire branch of government, arguably one of the most powerful branches of government. So is that everything that's going on? Is it just that these two guys want to retire? Well, that doesn't explain Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. So what's really going on? I would argue that what you're seeing here actually is conservatives, and maybe we shouldn't use the word Republican all the time in this case, but you know, Republican and conservative has become pretty much interchangeable. That what we're seeing here are conservatives who don't believe in democracy, who don't trust democracy, who don't trust, you know, average voters, what John Adams used to call the rabble. That they're just, you know, they really believe that autocracy, that oligarchy is the best form of government. I think that that's absolutely true of at least four, and arguably all six, of the Republican appointees on the U.S. Supreme Court. And I think it's also important to keep in mind that the only person on the Supreme Court, and one of only three in the history of the court, who was a defense attorney, is Ketanji Brown Jackson. I mean, it's just, it's remarkable, the worldview of these people. And, I think that, you know, they're basically echoing Edmund Burke. I mean, Russell Kirk wrote about this in 1951 in his book, The Conservative Mind from Burke to Eliot. And his first chapter is about Edmund Burke, who was, you know, this late 1700s British philosopher and lawyer and conservative. He was famous for being a conservative. And Burke famously said that, you know, the occupation of a hairdresser or a working tallow chandler, a candle maker, cannot be a matter of honor to any person, to say nothing of a number of more servile employments. Such descriptions of men ought not to suffer oppression from the state. But, he said, the state suffers oppression if such as they, either individually or collectively, are permitted to rule. In this, you think you are combating prejudice, but you are at war with nature. So this was Edmund Burke, you know, in the 1790s, just coming right out and saying that the best form of government is top-down. He was echoing Thomas Hobbes, who said that without the iron fist of church and state, mankind would revert to its, or humankind would revert to its original nature, and life would be nasty, short, and brutish. Remember that? I mean, you know, this is the 1650s, as I recall. And Kirk, you know, warned about this and said, basically, in 1951, and keep in mind, the American middle class in 1951 was just getting some steam. We had not yet hit 50% of Americans being in the middle class. By the time Reagan came into office, it was a little over 60%. Right now, it's 43%, thanks to Reagan. But, you know, at that time, the middle class in America was less than half of us. And Kirk predicted that if the middle class became more than half of us, if the middle class became really substantial, that giving these lower class people, working class people, giving these people wealth that they don't know how to handle would produce some very specific outcomes. Number one, women would no longer fear their husbands and would no longer know their place in the home. Number two, children, young people, would no longer fear and respect their elders and would rebel. Number three, racial minorities would no longer know their proper place in society. And you know, he basically said, this is what's going to happen. And sure enough, the 1960s happened. The birth control pill was legalized in 61, leading to the women's movement. You know, by 65, 66, 67, 68, you had or metaphorically, I suppose, in some cases, women burning bras, young men burning draft cards, African Americans burning cities in response to police killings of unarmed black people, and just a general rebellion of these three groups that Kirk had warned the white men of the world about. Look out for the women, look out for the black people, look out for the students. If they get too wealthy, this is what's going to happen. Most of the Republicans up until the 60s had, you know, everybody had read Kirk's book, his 1951 book, The Conservative Mind. It kicked off the modern conservative movement, the modern Republican movement. And, you know, but it didn't mean that most of them took it seriously. I mean, Barry Goldwater was a true believer. William F. Buckley Jr. was a true believer. There were a few, you know, high-profile true believers in Russell Kirk's message out there. But by and large, Republicans thought, the guy is a hysteric. You know, he's exaggerating how bad it'll get. And then the 60s happened. And, you know, collectively, the whole Republican Party, all these conservatives said, holy cow, Russell Kirk was right. If you give too much money to the middle class and the middle class becomes more than half of the population, you're going to have social chaos. And so they elected Ronald Reagan in 1980, and his mandate was to destroy the American middle class, was to throw us back into the kind of world that Charles Dickens wrote about. You know, please, Mr. Scrooge, may I have a loaf of bread or a slice of bread, please? May I have, you know, Christmas off to be with Tiny Tim? That's the world, you know, where there's a very small, very wealthy group at the top. There's a very small middle class, which is made up of doctors and lawyers and other professionals. And then there's a very large working class that's dirt poor. That's what Republicans want. That's what they've been fighting for. That is the core of the Reagan Revolution. That was what the Reagan Revolution was all about. And that's what they got. They transferred $51 trillion out of the pockets of the American middle class into the pockets of the top 1% over a period of 42 years. $51 trillion. They gutted the American middle class. And now, of course, we're seeing the blowback. It's feeding this Trumpy populist movement. But that's what was going on in the Supreme Court yesterday, was you've got at least four justices who believe that America should not be a democracy, that, you know, giving the middle class too much wealth and too much power, political power, is a bad thing, and that we should be an oligarchy. They agree with Donald Trump that he should be a dictator starting on day one. I mean, this is their firmly held belief. Brett Kavanaugh sitting around fuming about those women who had the gall to challenge him for, you know, simply trying to grope them or rape them. Holy cow. And Sam Alito, he's pissed off because people are pointing out that he's quoting a 17th century witch burner in his Dobbs decision. And he's not very bright. Clarence Thomas, he's all upset that he's been called out for taking millions in bribes from right-wing billionaires. Neil Gorsuch is still pissed off that his mother got driven out of the Reagan administration when she was EPA administrator for trying to gut the EPA. I mean, these people have serious chips on their shoulders. Now, it did look like yesterday, John Roberts, who was fairly quiet through the whole thing, and Amy Coney Barrett, who seems like she was going with the liberals on this, although it's hard to say and hard to know. You know, the four justices can help define when the court does things. And that obviously they had the say here in when these hearings would be held, the last day of, you know, public hearings for the Supreme Court, April 25th. Whether they will be able to postpone Trump's trial or not is another question. And it looks like that's what they're going to try and do. They're going to try and send this back down to a lower court and say, okay, we've decided that presidents can be held responsible criminally for private acts, but not for public acts. And so you now have to sort through all the things that Trump is accused of and decide which ones are private, which ones are public, and then Jack Smith has to refile his lawsuit based on private acts. That's what they're angling for.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And all of this explains why it's so important that we pass this new Judiciary Act that expands the size of the court and imposes on them a code of ethics.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls, they're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion. The use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at BBB.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Debt, it keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive new strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They'll stop those threatening phone calls, and they do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com to reach Pivotal Debt Solutions. That's zap, Z-A-P, my debt, D-E-B-T.com for Pivotal Debt Solutions. Zapmydebt.com. 23 minutes past the hour. Apologies for my voice. I don't know what's going on. I woke up in the middle of the night with a cat sleeping about 4 inches in my face. That may have something to do. Maybe he sucked the breath out of me. I don't know. But anyway, we have three cats in addition to two dogs. I just don't know. Sean has asthma, and she says that the allergies are particularly bad right now. Maybe it's just that the trees are blossoming because it's springtime here in Portland. In any case, I otherwise feel fine. So, in response to a couple of people who've asked, what's up with your voice? That's what's, you know, I don't know what's going on. Anyhow, Jack Smith's odds of putting Trump on trial this year are sinking. Over at Politico, this article, that's the headline. The justices, the author writes, the justices forecast a result that could require lower courts to spend months analyzing various aspects of Trump's election plot. From organizing fraudulent slates of electors to leaning on his Justice Department to sow false doubts about the result. A couple of the quotes. Justice Brett Kavanaugh said, I'm very concerned about the future. In other words, I don't want to talk about Trump. We want to set new rules for the future. And same thing, Neil Gorsuch, he says, I'm not as concerned about this case as much as a future one. We're writing a rule for the ages. Right, guys, this is just BS. I mean, it's just pathetic BS. I mean, just listen to this. This, if you didn't catch these yesterday, this is Justice Sonia Sotomayor. She says to Trump's lawyer, right, to Trump's lawyer, John Sauer, she says, if the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military to assassinate him, is that within his official acts for which he can give immunity? Sauer, it would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that that could well be an official act. The president ordering the assassination of a political opponent is an official act for which he can't be prosecuted? Really? Number one. Number two, Justice Elena Kagan. How about if the president orders the military to stage a coup? Sauer, Trump's attorney. Well, if one adopted the test we advanced, that might well be an official act. Seriously? Again, Sotomayor. What is plausible about the president assisting in creating a fraudulent slate of electoral candidates? Is it possible or plausible that would be within his right to do? Sauer. Absolutely. Again, he can't be prosecuted for creating a fake slate of electors, according to Trump's lawyer. Justice Elena Kagan. If a president sells nuclear secrets to a foreign adversary, is that immune? Sauer. If it's structured as an official act, he would have to be impeached and convicted first. And there you have it. I mean, this is a summary of the crimes that Trump has committed that were presented to the Supreme Court yesterday. And four justices, for sure, appear to be saying, hey, you know, that's fine with us. And certainly Trump's lawyer was like, you know, yeah, that's fine with me, too. These are all official acts. After all, you know, coming up with a fake slate of electors, that has to do with, you know, who gets to become president, I guess that makes it an official act. Assassinating a political opponent, official act. Because why? Well, presumably because he's ordering the military to do it. Except that wasn't even, I mean, she even said if he hires somebody, it's an official, and he says, well, that's an official act too. So Trump goes to his good buddy John Gotti, if he's still around. I don't know. He used to be his good buddy. Used to buy cement from him, if my recollection is correct. And says, hey, you know what? You know the question that they should have asked, the question that the lawyer for Jack Smith should have asked, the thing he should have laid on the table? If the president orders the assassination of a Supreme Court justice because he thinks they're ruling against him, is that an official act for which he cannot be prosecuted? Might have gotten a very different answer. Then again, maybe not. Maybe they'd be very happy to see Trump assassinate a couple of justices.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We're going to need a new category for hurricanes, and I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. It's Anything Goes Friday. Stay with us.
Like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99. We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one. But get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. A tornado ripped through Omaha, Nebraska, damaging hundreds of homes and other buildings. The threat is not over, as the Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis explains.
Saturday, even into Sunday, more storms here right through the plains, eventually getting into the Midwest, and the storm not likely to die down until sometime late on Sunday.
The standoff continues between pro-Palestinian demonstrators and administrators at Columbia University in New York City. Lead student negotiator Mahmoud Khalil.
The university is not acknowledging the movement, and what they're willing to offer is mostly just the statements, processes, and committees.
The first week of former President Donald Trump's hush money trial concluded. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
Michael Cohen's banker, who we were starting to learn set up these LLCs, that one was initially going to be used to pay back Karen McDougal. That never happened. But the other is where the Stormy Daniels payment came from.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Officials from the Green Bay area are in Detroit for the NFL draft. The big event will be in Wisconsin next year, and the people putting it on are getting an idea of what it takes to pull it off. It's not just government and tourism officials, but also owners and managers of restaurants, bars, hotels, and security companies. Local leaders are deciding their next move after the Universities of Wisconsin announced plans to pull out of Richland Center. Critics say the UW is breaking a long-term lease.
Local leaders really did not have advance notice. This letter just showed up. And obviously it leads to a huge economic hole for the counties that own these facilities.
State Senator Kelda Royce, the UW system is shutting down 5 2-year branch campuses in all. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Let's go to the movies. If you're looking for something to watch this weekend and no new films or TV shows grab your attention, why not go retro? The 1979 classic Alien is opening again this weekend. The release is to celebrate the film's 45th anniversary. Alien was directed by Ridley Scott and stars Sigourney Weaver, Veronica Cartwright, Tom Skerritt, and John Hurt. If you're lucky enough to live near a theater showing Alien, you will also be treated to an interview with director Ridley Scott before the showing of the film. Kathy Lee Gifford spoke to Entertainment Tonight this week about her new book titled I Want to Matter. Your life is too short and too precious to waste. Gifford said she finally found forgiveness for her late husband Frank Gifford's affair with a flight attendant. To be clear, the affair happened before Frank passed away. I love the way tabloids choose their words. Kathy Lee is an accomplished host and author and creator of Kathy Lee Casuals, which do not offer menswear. So rude. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Few showers and storms tonight and breezy. Temps steady to slowly rising through the 50s. Some rain around tomorrow morning, then mostly cloudy for the afternoon and a high in the mid-70s, a little breezy. More rain possible tomorrow night and cooler with showers Sunday. Right now it's 48.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off.
What
are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates. More Trump trials in Manhattan. We'll find out who's on the prosecution's witness list. Tune in, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
In history, at least in human history, with 30 of them. That was 2020. That was the last El Nino year, or the last transition from El Nino to La Nina. And he's predicting that we're going to get between 27 and 39 this year, with the best guess at 33. Meanwhile, the scientists who came up with the Saffir-Simpson scale back in 1973, this is the 1 through 5 way of grading a hurricane, category 1, category, you know, up to category 5. Category 5 is for disasters with winds of 157 miles an hour or more. It used to be we almost never got Category 5 hurricanes. Now they're so common that, as a result of global warming, that these very same scientists, for example, from 1980 to 2021, only 5 of the 197 hurricanes hit the description of a hypothetical Category 6. But that's amazing that 5 of, you know, that they're talking about adding a category to the hurricane measuring system. It's just mind-boggling. We got to do something about climate change, you know? We've got to do something about climate change. All right, 36 minutes past the hour. Let's pick up your calls here. Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom, good afternoon. Hope all's well. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I think with climate change, you know, I like to look at the names they're using, and then my name's at the end, Williams, so I don't know if Tom's in here this year, but I'm always fascinated with the names they have. They should add more. But
I mean, there's going to be a Hurricane William this year? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Hurricane William this year at the end, yeah. If they get, well, unfortunately, probably will, the way things are going.
Yeah.
I had a quick thing on the Supreme Court, and I'll get to abortion. Dick Durbin, Joe Biden, and Chuck Schumer should get together and revive what FDR did 80 years ago and threatened to add more seats to the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
now, will it happen this year? They should do it. Yeah, well, do it. But will it happen this year? I don't know if it will happen this year.
It would require the House of Representatives to go along with it, and no way.
Yeah.
No way is that going to happen.
Yeah.
But if we can get the House and hold the Senate and the White House, then this should be the first thing that we do next year.
And get rid of the filibuster and make sure if that has to happen, then, you know, do away with that.
Yep.
Quickly here on abortion, you know, another 4 days in the Southeast, you know, with Florida kicking in with the 5-week ban there, the whole Southeast now is going to be an abortion-free zone. And that's kind of sad in our time that this is happening. And I just think of the women and the people who can get pregnant. What are they going to do? We're already going to be like Texas, and it's a sad situation. I've been thinking about, and you know, what do you think? I mean, the whole Southeast now.
I know. I'm the father of 2 daughters. If we all lived in the South, I would be counseling them to move to a blue state. You know, if a woman gets raped in any of those states, she's going to be forced to give birth to that baby. That's just wrong.
Yeah, and one thing I heard Justice Alito say yesterday, he wanted to he wants a stable American democracy. Those were his words, and he's all for it. He thinks everybody's for it, but yet last year he took away half of America's rights. You know, half of women's bodily autonomy. You know, he took that away. He was one of them who took it away, and the gall of him to. You know, why I'm saying something like that, it's absurd. I just, these people
well, his,
are.
His
in
idea
their
of
own
stability
mindset.
Is the one that I was describing, that Russell Kirk was describing in 1951 in his book, The Conservative Mind, which is that you've got a small class of very wealthy people who run the country, and then you've got a very large class of very impoverished people who live in fear, economic and political fear, constantly, and thus defer to the people in charge. That's what Alito wants. He's a true conservative. He does not believe in democracy. And his actions, you know, make that very, very clear. Bill, thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to us there in Orlando.
Thanks, Tom. Yep.
Appreciate it. Luigi in Pensacola, Florida. Hey, Luigi, what's on your mind today? Luigi in Pensacola, listening on Sirius XM. Going once, going twice. I'm going to put Luigi on hold here, Mark. He's been on hold for a while. He's on line 8, so you can check it out, find out what's going on with him. Nick in Crofton, Maryland. Hey, Nick, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Always good to see you. Your monologue about, how this came to be with the Supreme Court, or really the reasons why they would be debating whether a president is immunity from criminal activity is amazing, but you made it out, very succinctly. I would go further back than that, and you of course, starting from Ronald Reagan, and even in the 60s, obviously, it's this right-wing, anti-worker right and human right bent that they've had. One of your favorite presidents and one of my favorite presidents, FDR, I think he really was the formation of the current modern Democratic Party. I think it started with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think his opposition, which my reading of history, he did a great job, him and his administration, too, of diminishing the opposition, and his wins as far as ending the Depression and handling and winning World War II, and he died in 1945, made him a giant among Democratic leaders in America.
Yeah, yeah. He was a truly great president.
Absolutely. And I think going forward, and then there's one other thing, too. I think the genesis of that, while some people theorize genesis really started with the lost causers. I don't hear that term very much. Not to pat myself on the back, but that's a well-known cause. I don't hear people using it very much. I think the lost cause, the descent of the lost cause is now the current MAGA Republican in America.
Oh, yeah. No, the MAGA movement is just the reinvention of the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
Yes, absolutely. And moving forward, and I think if more people, not to pat you on the back too much, Tom, if you listen to the Tom Hartman show, you always hear from around 1980, if you do a visual chart of how much middle class power has been lost from 1980 to 2024, it illustrate to the man and woman in West Virginia and the Rust Belt states and central and western Ohio and all of these enclaves that believe that Trump is king. If you see that chart that you've illustrated, Tom, you will see the destruction of the middle class in America and everything that come with that. The destruction of the schools.
I wrote a book about this back in 2005 titled Screwed, the Republican War on the Middle Class. And I've got another book that'll be coming out this September titled The Hidden History of the American Dream. That basically
Absolutely.
Is tracking the same thing.
Absolutely. And, I know you have other calls, but to issue this, going to the Supreme Court, raised by to be a person who is a buffoon. Trump is a buffoon. Trump, how can you follow somebody and have adherence to somebody who can't illustrate or talk about any issue? How can you follow somebody who is? I got on another radio show locally here to Baltimore, Tom, and said that Trump is. What did I say? The guy kind of took him aback too. He is morally. I said he was morally reprehensible, and yeah. I will stand by that.
That's an understatement.
Along with all the other things that he's done, he is a morally reprehensible guy.
I agree.
So, get your voice better, and look forward to hearing the rest of the show.
Thank you, Nick. Good talking to you. I appreciate the call and your kind words. Thank you. Adam in Atlanta. Hey, Adam, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you? Just want to mention that the opposition to RFK and all these other third-party candidates, I thought Democrats were about democracy. I understand that, he could take votes from Trump, but he could from Biden, because other polls say that he's taken away from Trump as well.
Yeah, it's hard to know this early out what kind of impact a third-party candidate will have on an election. But, you know, as more and more people learn Bobby Kennedy's positions, you know, that he's largely anti-vax, that he embraces all these weird conspiracy theories, that, you know, he thinks Anthony Fauci is the demon, is a devil. And you know, he's basically embracing the whole QAnon thing at some level. You know, that's very appealing to Republicans, particularly Republicans who might have lost faith in Trump. And it's very it's a big turnoff for Democrats. So I think what we're seeing is as more and more people learn who RFK, or we should call him Bob Kennedy, because he's not his father. His father was a very, very different man. He's not Bobby Kennedy or RFK. He's Bob Kennedy. And as more and more people learn what Bob Kennedy's positions are, they're horrified by them. So other than the Republicans who love them. So good point, Adam. Good point. Thank you very much. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Friday.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
David Pecker is still testifying, by the way, in the Trump trial in New York City. He's now back under redirect by the prosecutor. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit ZapMyDebt.com. That's ZapMyDebt.com. ZapMyDebt.com.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasa Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or
call now for your free no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Keldo Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
And it's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, no pills to swallow. They taste wonderful. Paired to the healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeet Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to getsuperbeets.com. and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advance and up to 15% off by going to getsuperbeets.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's getsuperbeets.com, code TOM. And welcome back. Let me just finish writing down Jessica's phone number here. If anybody is looking for some land in Colorado, that's apparently quite beautiful. We've got her phone number, and she's having to sell because she's been in the middle of a lawsuit with a Republican neighbor who has been cutting down trees on her property, and it's costing her a fortune, and it's just a mess. So, let's see. Oh, we were picking up calls. Let me get back to that. Sean in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
Well, what I wanted to mention to you was that, I don't know if you saw this, but you know the whole protest, how that Columbia University and such, Mike Johnson was there, and basically what he was doing, and you could see this on a YouTube channel called Vosh, V-A-U-S-H, where he's saying, basically, you know, we want free speech, but you can't have free speech the way you want to have that, because protesting is against what we believe in. Yeah, it's very, very strange. You can have the free speech, but
we need to acknowledge what's really going on here, Sean. What's really going on here is that
a right-wing Republican basically hit squad led by Elise Stefanik in the U.S. House of Representatives called several presidents of, you know, major Ivy League universities before her and, you know, asked them, asked them loaded questions, basically. And they tried to give academic answers, and she and the Republicans have been using that against them, beating them up. And so now she's got these university presidents so terrified that they're taking right-wing positions against their own students. That's what's going on, Sean.
It's really dangerous because you're seeing it already, because even like Eric Adams is on it, the news is in on it. I mean, yeah. It's really getting dangerous.
No, I get it. Another week and a half is the anniversary of the Kent State massacre. And, you know, it seems like some of these university presidents are just hell-bent for setting that up again. Universities should be a place where dissent is welcomed rather than punished. And I just find it astonishing what's going on. Sean, thank you for the call. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up? Larry in Los Angeles? Larry, I think you might have me on mute. This is interesting. Okay, I'm going to put Larry.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Larry.
Hello. Oh, my finger pressed a button. So I want to tie in what Powell is doing.
Mm-hmm.
With what the Supreme Court is doing, and it reminds me a whole lot of what happened when Bill Clinton was getting ready to leave office. We had both the Supreme Court and the Fed working to put George W. Bush in the White House, and that appears to me to be exactly what they're doing now. When you look at the Fed balance sheet, we have just reached a point this week where all of the quantitative easing that was put into the economy after Biden became president has been removed. So basically, you look at the economy of Joe Biden, Bidenomics, it's working on the way the economy used to work with capitalism, where, jobs are being created because people have money in their pockets and they're going out and buying products, and profits are growing. No one is shoving quantitative easing up these corporations' rear end anymore. We actually have the economy working the way it's supposed to work. But what Powell has done, if I can make an analogy, it's like when you get sick and you go to the hospital and they start pumping you with drugs. They have side effects. But once you become well, they stop giving you the drugs. Powell is still giving Biden's economy the drugs. 5.5% Fed rate was put there because of 9% inflation. Inflation has dropped, and Powell is still pumping us full of drugs.
Right.
Still getting us hooked. On Powell is actually destroying the economy. Now you have banks, and I'm looking at a chart right now, where as soon as Powell started jacking up the Fed rate, banks' profits started falling. It's not below zero. It's just less than what it has been, and that line has been consistently less than what it should have been. The gain prior to what Powell did is gone. What he did to Silicon Valley Bank, he's doing to all of the smaller banks.
You think both Powell and the Supreme Court are trying to get Trump back into office?
I never trust a Republican to do the right thing. And everything that Powell is doing, the quantitative tightening, that's what you do if you're trying to pull the economy back.
Right, to produce a recession.
Fed rate hikes, all of Fed rate hikes, the bank tightening, bank loans, the money supply disappearing. Yeah. This is what you do when you're trying to destroy an economy.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. Larry, thank you. Thank you for the call. You always bring the receipts. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, we're hitting the top of the hour here. I'll be back with you on the other side. All 3 hours, you and me, Anything Goes Friday. Up next, not only have right-wingers a plan to turn the Fed over to Trump, speaking of the Fed, but wait, there's more. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Madison Mallards' Kyle Chisholm joins us to talk all things baseball. Three headlines in a lie. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.